public.
Over the last 17 years, Czechs have gotten increasingly used to fast food, and now many accept everything from hamburgers to hot dogs to pizza as part of their regular diet. If not every day, then certainly from time to time. Forgotten are the days when there were only one or two international franchises in town. There are increasingly more venues to choose from, with ever more variety. Karel Meyer is a hospitality consultant at Incoma Research, a market research agency.
Consumers' eating habits are continuing to change depending on a number of factors, among them greater disposable income and purchasing power, as well as far more time spent in the workplace. So-called out-of-home consumption is definitely up. The amount of income people spend on out-of-home gastronomy is around 20% of funds spent on foodstuffs, and that is expected to rise to 25% over the next 5 years. By comparison, the ratio in France is 30% and in the US 50%. In the Czech Republic, we've seen a 10 to 12% rise in consumption at fast food outlets year on year.
One factor has been the impact of so-called food courts introduced at many of the country's shopping malls, offering increasing variety and choice. Elsewhere, there is now nothing unusual about Czech families spending the day at the mall, combining shopping and dining with other entertainment, from going to the arcade to going to the cinema. Karel Meyer again.
I would say that shopping centers as well as sports venues are dominant areas where we've seen an impact, increasing both quality and offering more options. People are spending more time outside the home, and while the new generation wants the same as their counterparts in Germany and France, it's not just them alone. Their parents have also been influenced by the possibilities.
Still, not everyone admits they eat fast food. We found out when we went out and spoke to pedestrians on a number of Prague streets.
Not me. I really don't like fast food. I tried it and tried to stay away from all that. I try to eat healthily when I can, even though in reality it can be difficult.
I think that food is a representation of culture. We're not the US. Culture should also be represented by good food and drink.
It is something new and they think that it is better.
If you run out of time and you're downtown somewhere and you're really hungry, so you grab a hamburger, it's true.
Despite some of the denials, fast food in the Czech Republic is probably here to stay and has had an impact not necessarily positive. Dr. Václava Kunová is of the Staub Association helping clients lose weight.
Fast food is increasingly a factor in the Czech Republic, although it's not the massive problem it is elsewhere, for example in the United States. But fast food does increase the risk of obesity and cardiovascular illness. Not necessarily for only the usual reasons people think, high fat or sugar content. Another factor is high energy density. If you have just an ordinary 100-gram hamburger, it's not very filling, but has a density of 1,100 kilojoules, so there's a very high risk that within a few hours you feel hungry again and overeat. It becomes a never-ending cycle. The food is very convenient, but within two or three bites it's gone, and you have to pick up something else.
Dr. Kunová says that clients need to be more aware of what they eat and possible impact on their health. Even when clients, especially men, come to the Staub clinic, it is because they already have problems with their health. At the same time, Václava Kunová agrees that many venues, both international and local, have at least been refining their menus to include healthier options.
Venues were to offer an even wider variety of salads and so on with, say, chicken or cheese, it would be better. Not everyone always has the time to prepare their meals in advance, so people need to be able to grab something on the go. But I think that a lot of fast food restaurants still have room for improvement.
And this is how Incoma Research's Karel Meyer describes the shift in emphasis.
I see two changes in not just the international chains, but on the market in general. One is regards to style, the other options. We see big international chains rebranding from classic fast foods to fast casual, where the emphasis has retained fast service but shifted to more relaxed consumption. In restaurants, you see more lounge furniture, children's areas are standard, and there are even sections for business people to hold meetings. The other emphasis is on the quality of the foodstuffs. At the big international venues, we've seen the introduction of healthier choices. For example, more salads and fruits and freshly squeezed juice.
Consumers say nutritionists still need to watch what they eat, but many welcome that at least there are some alternatives within the fast food environment. Václava Kunová describes the Czech diet before 1989 as bland and grey, a time when everyone ate more or less the same. Now, there is much more variety, and slowly but surely a segment of the population is eating more whole grain products, more fruit and vegetables, more poultry rather than pork, and even though it's a fairly small percentage, more fish. Still, one area unlikely to change is that of Czech fast food, something many, even those who have gone healthier routes, find difficult to give up. The occasional klobasa, or sausage, often with beer, or fried cheese, or even potato pancakes. Karel Mayer, once more.
Já musím říct, že většina z Čechů je svým způsobem tradiční.
I have to say that Czechs are traditional regarding their own fast food, and they generally are positive towards sausages and fried cheese. Those remain favorites. Such food has become increasingly associated with, for example, certain events, canoeing down the river and hiking. But at least the quality has improved thanks to stringent norms.